You're listening to Fan the Maniacs. I'm Rob.
I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the show. First, some quick news. Besides Brittany and I, we will have a new co-host starting next week. Also, the goal is to have a set weekly release for the show. I'm hoping this will be Wednesdays. I'm also hoping to increase the length of the show to an hour. Now, some RPG news. Wizards of the Coast has started the alpha phase for Gleemax, a social network for gamers, kind of like a MySpace for gamers. I registered a couple of days ago and created a basic profile. Besides the profile and forum, I'm not sure if there are any other features active yet. I also didn't spend a lot of time with it yet, so I will do a more detailed review later, although I may wait for the final release in early 2008. If you signed up and would like to share your comments, please send them to fandomaniacs@gmail.com. If you haven't signed up, please do so. I don't think you can add people as friends yet, but when you can, please add fandomaniacs via our fandomaniacs@gmail.com email. Also, if anyone has MySpace, you can also add us via the same email or just follow the MySpace link from our homepage, www.fandomaniacs.com. Okay, let's get to our first topic. Our first topic is Unsung Heroes of Fandom. Today, I would love to talk about two unsung heroes of fandom, specifically the RPG gaming industry and the pulp and comic book industry. Our first unsung hero had a large impact on the RPG gaming industry as one of the forefathers of tabletop gaming. Many of you know the name Gary Gygax, and many consider him the father of tabletop role-playing games. But many, especially the younger generation of tabletop gamers, may not have heard of the name Dave Arneson, who was the co-creator of the original Dungeons & Dragons game. Brittany, have you heard of Dave Arneson before?
No.
Have you heard of Gary Gygax before?
I think so.
That's all right. Not only did Dave Arneson collaborate with Gary Gygax to create the very first set of D&D rules, Arneson alone came up with some of the major elements for the game, such as the idea for an armor class system. Basically, as far back as the 1960s, Arneson and a few other wargamers were experimenting with what could be considered the very first inkling of tabletop role-playing. When they played, they would set non-combat objectives for each player, a step away from wargaming, towards more individual play. Originally, Arneson played with his own mix of rules using rock, paper, scissors to resolve combat. Can you imagine that, Brittany, playing a role-playing game or a war game and doing rock, paper, scissors and setting rolling dice?
Imagine, you're in the middle of a field, in the middle of the fight. Okay, I get to attack first. Let's do rock, paper, scissors. Then I get to slash.
Okay, you attack the orc. All right, rock, paper, scissors. Let's do it.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
And shoot.
Shoot.
Well, I win.
Scissors. Okay, uh-huh. you
scissors,
hit.
Cut, paper.
You kill the orc. He later started dabbling with the chainmail rules written by Gary Gygax and Jeff Perrin while applying his own rules for role-playing game scenarios. I believe I read somewhere that his initial rules fit on one page of loose-leaf paper. Can you imagine that? The original D&D rules, well, the original first...
On one?
The first incarnation of the Dungeons & Dragons rules was on one sheet of loose-leaf paper. Although it was nothing that probably looks like the game that we know today.
Okay.
Arneson, who previously met Gary Gygax at the second Gen Con convention in 1969, shared his ideas with Gygax because he thought he'd be interested in role-playing, also with Gygax being an established game maker. So they worked together on the game, and after tons of testing, D&D was born. Anyone who wants to learn more about Dave Arneson, please check out our show notes at fandomaniacs.com for a link to his Wikipedia entry. Okay, with the increasing popularity of pulp RPG games such as Spirit of the Century and Hollow World Expedition, my next unsung hero was a major player in the pulp industry. This unsung hero is Lester Dent. Lester Dent was the author of Doc Savage, one of the most popular pulp series of the 1930s. Also, my favorite pulp series. For anyone who doesn't know what pulps were popular, inexpensive fiction magazines published from the 1920s to the 1950s. Dent wrote Doc Savage under the house or pen name Kenneth Robinson. Doc Savage, nicknamed the Man of Bronze, whose real name is Clark Savage Jr., is an almost superhuman adventurer, crime fighter, and scientist. While many today never heard of Doc Savage, Doc Savage magazine, which was initially published in 1933, has influenced the creation and development of other fictional heroes, including Superman and Batman. Superman alone has not only taken Doc's first name, Clark, he has also taken the name of Doc's Fortress of Solitude, where he conducted many experiments to benefit mankind. Again, anyone interested in learning more about Lester Dent and or Doc Savage, I urge you to follow the links posted in the show notes. Okay, I recently did a recording with my wife, Lori, and our two girls, Brittany, to discuss fandom, and especially her introduction to fandom, and here are some clips from that recording. I want to welcome Lori and Kristen to the show. Lori is my wife, Kristen is my youngest daughter. Laurie and I have been married for almost 12 years now. I'm trying to remember, when was the first time you realized that I was into, like, role-playing games and stuff? I mean, what about the first time I brought you to a convention? What was that like?
Yeah, I think that was, like, the first time I actually realized that you were into gaming, hardcore gaming, when I went to my first Icon, and I noticed that that's all they did there besat late at night was the hardcore gaming at night, the D&D and all their sci-fi gaming, all that stuff that goes on that late.
If any of you don't know, Icon is a convention that we have here on Long Island. It's held at Stony Brook University, and it goes on for about 3 days.
And it rocks.
Icon pretty much covers anything from fantasy to science fiction to gaming to anime. I mean, you name it, they pretty much have it there. So, what was it like going to your first convention? We reserved a room in the convention hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I think, the Radisson, the Ramada, one of those.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And I remember bringing you around the convention. Do you remember what it was like the first time actually going to a convention or just standing there and seeing the different people wearing costumes?
No, but I can tell you, I had fun when we brought Brittany, though, the first time when she was little.
Yay!
So what was your favorite parts of the convention? Was it the seeing the media guests? Or?
Yeah, I think it was the media guests. And I still like the room downstairs. Any place that you can go shopping is right up my alley. I like to waste my money. Yeah. Yeah, I always find something I want to buy or waste my money on. And then later I'm going, wow, that's kind of cool. I found that there.
And Icon has a huge dealer's room. Yeah. I mean, picture a whole indoor track. Just filled with dealers.
Man. And they got, like, one-of-a-kind food. I don't know what they do with it. Drop it on the ground or something, but it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, they do get really good food there, except for those pretzels, which
are... Oh, God. You throw them against the wall.
If you ever go to Icon, do not order the pretzels.
I agree.
I was probably choose on one.
Do you remember any of the guests that you saw that...
Was it Zulu?
Sulu.
Who's that?
She's talking about George Takei, who everybody I'm sure knows is the helmsman of the Enterprise on the Star Trek series, instead of calling Sulu, she was calling Zulu almost the whole day.
I know. I did like the one time with, what was that guy's name? O'Hara?
Oh, and, Michael O'Hara.
We had fun with him.
Jordan. Yeah, Michael O'Hara from Babylon 5, who's the original Commander Sinclair. We actually had drinks with him, really got wasted with him and a group of people.
Don't remember how I got back to the hotel room, just remember seeing him in the elevator.
I mean, it was the two of us, my friend Randy, we had Michael O'Hare, and we had Lolita Faggio, I think her name is, who was a executive, she was a producer and script coordinator for, I think, Star Trek The Next Generation, I think. Yeah, we pretty much got pretty wasted. We had a really good time, and I remember toward the end of the night, me and Michael O'Hare, is half Irish, half Italian, and we were talking about Italian families and how they put plastic on their furniture and everything.
It was before Brittany.
It was a lot of fun. And that was also the first time I met my friend Randy, who introduced me to the card game Magic for the first time. So, Brittany, you started by going to the children's programming, doing arts and crafts and stuff.
Yeah, with your mother.
Then you got super into anime.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you saw a lot of the people wearing costumes. What was that like for the first time, seeing people walking around wearing anime costumes?
Like, wow. Where is that series from?
Yeah, I enjoyed the Ranma. That actually made me interested. I liked the Ranma shows.
Yeah, she loves it so much.
Yeah, Ranma One Half. I think that was like the first anime that I got you into.
That's the one I'm addicted to.
The first real costume of anime I ever wore was Ranma.
Ranma One Half. Yeah, you played Ranma. You were Ranma Girl type.
Yeah, and I actually played a cosplay with Kristen. Kristen was Shampoo Kitty.
Yep, and you were Shampoo Kitty. Yeah. And what was that like, Kristen? What do you like best about the convention?
I didn't like it all.
You do?
Yeah.
That's cool. And what was it like having people walk up to you and admiring your costumes? And
you know what they said once? They said, "Oh, she's so cute." And then Brittany said, "Oh, she's so cute."
Well, that was last year. You were Saria,
Legend
of Zelda, and I was Link. Yeah. They're mostly looking at you and like, "Oh, she's so cute."
Those are the best costumes ever.
Taking so much pictures of us, too.
We got to give your mom full credit for that one.
Yeah, my mother actually helped us out with the costumes and... So what about role-playing? I mean, what do you think about people that play role-playing games? Let's say I wanted to try to get you into role-playing games. What game would you think you would be interested in?
I don't know. I kind of enjoy listening to the one that you play with the children. I kind of like that game. You lock them in dungeons and behind doors. You don't know what's coming next at them. I was just listening to that, and I'm going, wow, that's pretty strong for a child. I can imagine an adult.
What about TV series? If you could play a role-playing game based on a TV series, which one would you want to play?
Oh, definitely Bionic Woman. She was awesome.
Let's get back to the convention.
Inanimate.
All right, what is the weirdest, without saying any names, if you do have a name, what is the weirdest person you've ever seen in the convention? Or weirdest person you've come across at a convention?
Oh my god, let's see.
Friends, or do you mean...
Anybody.
Or do you mean... Because I know there's a few friends I'd like to mention, but we won't go there. No. But strangers, actual people, the famous people that are there?
I know, just... It could be anybody. It could be, like, a person that's walking around the convention. Just the strangest person you've come across.
Well, I think the strangest part of the convention is the girls that have to wear those really tight bustier types. And not everything's spilling out. That's a little unnecessary. You don't really need to be that type. Especially if you got that much, it really doesn't need to be falling out.
Hey, my turn. Well, I don't really think it was weird, but I think it was a little weird and a little funny, because you remember the penguin at Icon?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, penguin anime dance
that
party.
That was funny.
That was, like, that was really funny.
Well, you know why he was a penguin. He was from Happy Feet.
Yeah, that was...
I thought somebody told me that he was from Exploding Penguins. I was like, what?
What's that? Is that
I don't know. Show?
That's weird. Maybe it's like a show or something.
I've been
like
asking
that.
People. They're like,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, Exploding Penguins.
It's like the new one, Surf's Up. They're coming out with penguin shows, movies left and right.
Do you have a funny, like, Icon story you want to tell? Something funny that happened to you at the convention?
Besides the pretzel thing.
And winning the cosplay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not funny. That's just a cool moment. But what is... Do you have any funny moments?
Well, this was about the cosplay. I actually had to go to the bathroom before, when then we got picked. Like, we were up next to do the cosplay. I really had to go to the bathroom, so I was having a heart attack going up there. And I did it.
My funniest part was when Brittany and Kristen won the cosplay, and Kristen was unconscious on top of me. And I had to wake her up and shake her and go, look, you won! And hold her up in the air and be like, Kristen, you won! And she picked her head up for like 2 seconds and then put it back down. And I said to her, I said, Kristen, you have to realize you just won. And she was like, huh? And she actually picked her head up and said, yay! And then fell back asleep again.
I thought it was really funny when you had to, like, walk on the stage with her out cold on you. That was pretty funny.
Everyone was like, oh, she fell asleep.
That was hard.
You know, you guys pretty much won that cosplay just from using the cuteness factor.
It was the fact that Kristen was so little. Kristen was only 6 back then.
Listen,
yeah, you were a cute little Saria.
But I was unconscious, but Mom, I was like, oh my god! Why is there a lot of people
looking at you. Everybody was looking at you. I came on there and everybody said, aww. Because I was Kristen sleeping.
Imagine waking up to your mom saying, you won! And everyone screaming, ah!
No, try imagining.
And then falling back to sleep.
Imagine waking up on stage, looking out your eyes and seeing the whole audience going rumbling. And the floors are rumbling and the kids terrified.
The RPG topic is getting your whole family involved in role-playing. So, how exactly did I get you guys into role-playing? I think what we did first was, we went out and bought you guys some dice, right? Do you guys remember when you guys bought your dice?
Yeah. I got green ones.
I got silver ones.
You mean clear.
Clear.
Whatever. Yeah, I felt bad.
And then basically what I...
Because I bought them.
You bought them.
I surprised you. Because I was on a goal to find dice that we actually still sell them.
Me and Dad couldn't find any dice at any store.
Yeah.
And Mommy, come to Mommy's rescue. Mommy to the rescue. I found them. I was shopping at Kohl's.
I think what I did is I asked you guys what you guys were interested in, and I know both of you guys were into anime. Do you guys remember the first characters that you guys played?
The first character... I played in the role-playing game?
Yeah.
If
you don't remember the name, that's okay, but what was your character like?
We can see what kind
animal
it was.
I was like a cat demon.
Mm-hmm. A cat demon?
Yeah.
What about you, Kristen? What was your first character like?
Oh,
I remember. You played...
You played
Akane.
Screaming into the microphone.
Kristen really didn't want to create her own character the first time she played, so we let her play Akane Tendo from Rama.
And she drew a picture of Akane where that scene where she's screaming into the microphone, singing that Baka Baka song.
Later on, Kristen got tired of playing Akane, so yeah. Then she decided she wanted to create her own character. So, and that's when he came up with Lita.
Lita. I had one magic is disappear, and I had a sword. It was like a strong sword.
Yeah, Lita is, what was she? She was kind of like a part dog demon?
Yeah, part dog
demon. Almost kind of like Inuyasha, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she had a samurai sword, and she had a magical power. What was her magical ability? She was able to go invisible.
Oh, yeah, go invisible.
Now, what character? And you're still playing with that character?
I think she's cool.
What about you, Brittany? What's the character you're playing with now?
Now, instead of a cat demon, I'm a dog demon.
So, what do you guys like most about role playing?
That you're actually a character that you could actually pick what kind of character you want to be and actually destroy demons.
You like killing monsters?
Yeah.
Do you like role-playing, like acting out your character?
Yeah. Like, if she was, like, a thief or something like that, you could actually pretend you're a thief and, like, steal someone's purse or something.
What do you like best? Do you like fighting monsters and attacking monsters, or do you like role-playing and acting out your character?
Well, both.
Like both? So you like a little bit mixture?
Yeah.
So, Lori, if you were going to play role-playing games, what would you want to do? Would you want to play a character, or would you want to be the one to run the game?
I'd play with you guys, with the kids. I wouldn't care. I'd have to try it out. Just with the kids, though, so I can get into it with the kids.
What kind of characters do you think you'd be interested in playing?
What intrigues the children? I don't know, like some kind of princess. Princess Lady Allie.
I would never, ever want to be the Dungeon Master, because I just want to play.
If you would like to share some of your fandom memories, please email them to us at fandomaniacs@gmail.com. It's time for Anime Watch with Brittany. Take it away, Brittany.
Hi, this is Fandom Maniacs Anime Watch. I'm Brittany. I just finished watching episode 107 of Naruto, English dubbed. During this episode is a big fight between Naruto and Sasuke. First, it starts off with Sasuke in a hospital, mad that Naruto keeps on winning, and that his older brother, Itachi, was not interested in Sasuke, but he was interested in Naruto and wanted Naruto for some reason. Sasuke got angry and challenged Naruto to a battle at the top of the hospital roof. During their fight, Sakura gets angry. Actually, she gets upset. She runs towards the fight, and then it stops there. I can't wait to see episode 108.
Okay, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. See you next week. This has been a production of Fandomaniacs, copyright 2007, fully owned by its host. Our theme music was performed by Third Fire and is licensed under Creative Commons license. Listeners are free to use this show for non-commercial purposes as long as credit is given to Fandomaniacs. For more information, please visit us at www.fandomaniacs.com.